It validates my existence and makes me so hot. Please, come. Run away with me. I tugged on Marie's arm, pretending to be him. A few of the patrons sitting at the bar laughed at my theatrics, while the girls who were being interviewed by the news reporter on TV screamed just a bit louder. I pointed the remote back at the television and quickly lowered the volume of their ear-piercing shrieks. I really wanted to change the channel.
"Hang on a sec, I want to see this,"
Marie defended quickly, dismissing my actions with her hand. Her eyes stared intently at the screen.
"Ah, see? He's on again,"
Marie squealed with excitement. Several ladies sitting at the bar lurched off of their stools to get a better view of the television.
"Hey, watch what you're doing,"
I pointed. Marie was so preoccupied watching the news, she speed-poured vodka on the outside of the glass.
"Damn, look at him. He's so freaking gorgeous,"
Tracy, one of my regular customers, shouted. A group of businessmen sitting at one of the tables nearest to the television booed loudly and then requested that I turn ESPN on instead. Unconsciously, my eyes flashed back to the television to see what the big deal was, but I only saw part of his head as he climbed into the back seat of a car. It had only been about 2 weeks since he and the cast descended on our town.